In addition to practicing self-compassion, and trust me, like gratitude and everything else worthwhile, it's a practice. We must also remember that our worthiness, that core belief that we are enough, comes only when we live inside our story. We either own our stories, even the messy ones, or we stand outside of them, denying our vulnerabilities and imperfections, orphaning the parts of us that don't fit in with who or what we think we're supposed to be, and hustling for other people's approval of our worthiness. Perfectionism is exhausting because hustling is exhausting. It's a never-ending performance. I want to go back now to the Inspiration Interviews series from my blog and share some of the responses with you. In these responses, I see the beauty of being real, of embracing the cracks, and I'm inspired by the self-compassion. I think they'll inspire you too. The first is from Gretchen Rubin, the best-selling writer whose book, The Happiness Project, is the account of the year she spent test-driving studies and theories about how to be happier. Her new book, Happier at Home, focuses on the factors that matter at home, such as possessions, marriage, time, parenthood, neighborhood. Here's how she answered the question about managing perfectionism. I remind myself, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, cribbed from Voltaire. A 20-minute walk that I do is better than the 4-mile run that I don't do. The imperfect book that gets published is better than the perfect book that never leaves my computer. The dinner party of takeout Chinese food is better than the elegant dinner that I never host. Andrea Scher is a photographer, writer, and life coach living in Berkeley, California. Through her e-courses, Superhero Photo and Mondo Biondo, and her award-winning blog, Superhero Journal, Andrea inspires others to live authentic, colorful, and creative lives. You can often find her sitting on the kitchen floor holding her new baby and asking her 4-year-old son to leap so she can take a superhero portrait. She writes here about perfectionism. I love her mantras. I was a competitive gymnast as a kid, got perfect attendance every year in school, was terrified of getting anything worse than an A-, and had an eating disorder in high school. Oh, and I think I was the homecoming queen. Yep, I think I have some issues with perfectionism, but I have been working on it. As a kid, I equated being perfect with being loved, and I think I still confuse the two. I often find myself doing what Brené calls the hustle for worthiness, that dance we do so that people don't see how incredibly flawed and human we are. Sometimes I have my self-worth wrapped up in what I do and how good I look doing it, but mostly I am learning to let go.